Canto 1, Krishna Appears. Taken from Krishna Book, Chapter 2, Scene 6, The Tree of the Material Manifestation. This material world is composed of five principal elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. And all such elements are emanations from Krishna. The material scientists accept these primary five elements as the cause of the material manifestation, but the elements in their gross and subtle states are produced by Krishna. The living entities who are working within this material world are also products of Krishna's marginal potency. Aparayam itastvanyam prakritin vidhi me param jiva bhutang mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat etad yonini bhutani sarvani upadharaya aham krishnasya jagata prabhava pralayas tatha. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that the whole manifestation is a combination of two kinds of energies of Krishna, the superior energy and the inferior energy. The living entities are the superior energy, and the dead material elements are his inferior energy. In its dormant stage, everything remains in Krishna. The demigods continue to offer their respectful prayers unto the Supreme Form of the Personality of Godhead, Krishna, by analytical study of the material manifestation. What is this material manifestation? Why, it is just like a tree. A tree stands on the ground. Similarly, the tree of the material manifestation is standing on the ground of material nature. This material manifestation is compared with a tree because a tree is ultimately cut off in due course of time. A tree is called vriksha. Vriksha means that thing which will be ultimately cut off. Therefore, this tree of the material manifestation cannot be accepted as ultimate truth. The influence of time is on the material manifestation, but Krishna's body is eternal. Krishna existed before the material manifestation. Krishna is existing while the material manifestation is continuing, and when it will be dissolved, Krishna will continue to exist. As Krishna said to Uddhava, Suparnav etau sadrishau sakayau yadrichayatau kritanidau chavrikshe ekastayo khadati pipalanam anyo niranopi balena buyan. And similarly, as stated in the Katha Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, and Svetashvatara Upanishad, Samane Vrikshe Purusho Nimagno Nishaya Shokchati Muyamana Jistang Yada Pashyati Anyam Isham Asya Mahimanam Iti Vita Shoka. These two verses also cite this example of the tree of material manifestation standing on the ground of material nature. This tree has two kinds of fruits, distress and happiness. And those who are living on the tree of the body are just like two birds. One bird is the localized aspect of Krishna known as Param Atma, and the other bird is the living entity. The living entity is eating the fruits of this material manifestation. Sometimes one eats the fruit of happiness, and sometimes one eats the fruit of distress. But the other bird is not interested in eating the fruit of distress or happiness, because he is self-satisfied. The Upanishads and Bhagavatam state that one bird on the tree of the body is eating the fruits, and the other bird is simply witnessing. The roots of this tree extend in three directions. That means the root of the tree is the three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, ignorance. Just as the tree's roots expand, so also, by association of the modes of material nature, one expands his or her duration of material existence. The taste of the fruits are of four kinds: religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately liberation. According to the different associations in the three modes of material nature, the living entities are tasting different kinds of religiosity, different kinds of economic development, different kinds of sense gratification, and different kinds of liberation. Practically, all material work is performed in ignorance, but because there are three qualities, sometimes the quality of ignorance is covered with goodness or passion. The taste of these material fruits is accepted through five senses: nose, tongue, eyes, skin, ears. These five sense organs, through which knowledge is acquired, are subjected to six kinds of whips: lamentation, illusion, infirmity, death, hunger, and thirst. This material body, or the material manifestation, is covered by seven layers: skin, muscle, flesh, marrow, bone, fat, and semina. The branches of the tree are eight: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. And there are nine gates in this body: two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, one mouth, one genital, one rectum. Finally, there are 10 kinds of internal air passing within the body: prana, apana, udana, dhyana, samana, naga, kurma, krikara, devadatta, dhananjaya. The main air passing through the nose in breathing is called prana. The air which passes through the rectum as evacuated bodily air is called apana. The air which adjusts the foodstuff within the stomach, and which sometimes sounds as belching, is called samana. The air which passes through the throat, and the stoppage of which constitutes suffocation, is called the udana air. And the total air which circulates throughout the entire body is called the dhyana air. Subtler than these five airs, there are others also: that which facilitates the opening of the eyes, mouth, etc., is called naga air. The air which increases appetite is called krikara air. The air which helps contraction is called kurma air. The air which helps relaxation by opening the mouth wide, as in yawning, is called devadatta air. And the air which helps sustenance is called dhananjaya air. All these airs are generated from the center of the heart, which is one only. And the two birds seated in this tree, as explained above, are the living entity and the localized Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.